KSRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting the centrist group No Labels is skipping the presidential campaign this year.
The bipartisan organization failed to attract a high-profile centrist who wanted to take on the dissatisfaction with the major candidates, President Biden and former President Donald Trump. CEO Nancy Jacobson says no candidates with a credible path to the White House emerged, and the responsible course of action was to stand down. It leaves anti-vaccine activist Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as the only prominent outsider still seeking the presidency. The announcement comes days after the death of the founding chairman of No Labels, former senator and former Democratic vice presidential candidate Joe Lieberman. I'm Ed Donahue.
President Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu have spoken after Israel's deadly attack on humanitarian aid workers in Gaza. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Frustrated by Israel's handling of the Gaza war and outraged over the killing of seven aid workers delivering food, the president told Netanyahu that Israel must do more to protect civilians and aid workers.
We're looking for concrete steps to alleviate humanitarian suffering in Gaza.
National Security spokesman John Kirby said the president expects specific and measurable steps by Israel in the coming hours and days, or the U.S. would reconsider its policy toward Israel. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The maker of a drug for Lou Gehrig's disease that recently failed in a study says it will pull the medicine from the U.S. market. Amylyx Pharmaceuticals said Thursday it will halt marketing in the U.S. and Canada. In March, the drug maker announced that its drug had failed to show any benefit for patients in a 600-person study. A rough day on Wall Street as the Dow was down by 530 points, the Nasdaq plunged 228, with the S&P 500 index lower by 64. This is SRN News. A leading pro-life group is on a terrorist watch list.
The University of Maryland's National Consortium for the Study of Terrorism and Response to Terrorism has a long list of identified terror groups, and amongst them is Students for Life of America. Two members of the group were arrested in 2020 for writing the words, "Black Preborn Lives Matter," on a sidewalk. That was apparently enough to put the SFLA on the list. The spokesman says the group is considering legal action. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new poll finds nearly 90% of Jewish parents with kids in high school say they are rethinking their children's college plans in the wake of the Hamas attack on Israel. Many college campuses in this country exploded with anti-Semitism after the attack, and many parents say that will impact what school they send their kids to. The survey released by Hillel International also reveals that nearly 20% of Jewish parents might not let their children go to college at all. SRN News. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is expected to quickly dismiss impeachment articles against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas when they're delivered by the House next week. Correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
One Senate GOP aide says Schumer is expected to schedule a vote on a motion to dismiss or a motion to table the charges shortly after they're delivered. Schumer is facing little pressure to hold a full trial, with even many Republicans saying it might amount to an unwanted distraction this election year. Further, some say blame for any failures at the southern border belongs to President Biden, not Mayorkas, for implementing White House policy. Bob Agnew reported.
Kentucky Congressman James Comer is decrying a new rule making it harder to fire thousands of federal employees as an attempt to, quote, insulate the federal workforce from accountability, unquote. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.